Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of the Daily Bread Broadcast. This is your host, Marcus Brown, reporting. You know, we are living in what we generally refer to as the end times. What do I mean by that? That's the time just before the return of Jesus Christ to set up the kingdom of God on planet Earth. We, the saints, are going to reign and rule with him. That is those of us who overcome. In the book of Revelation, the first two chapters, or second and third chapter rather, tells us what will be given it. And he gives us examples of how he would treat those who were attending several of these seven churches. And so the point was that to he that overcome will be given, and then there is a reward listed. Well, you and I are awaiting our reward. But in order to be able to claim that reward, you and I then need to be doing something. And what is that? We are to be living by faith. Jesus asked a rhetorical question. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Well, the answer is obviously yes, because we are going to do what he has commanded us to do. Now, there are several attributes that we can point to, you know, confirm or at least to validate our desire to do what God says, because we know that his word is good, his promises are great, and we are going to keep them. In Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, it says in verse 8, "And the Lord, he it is that does go before you, he will be with you, he will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed." Well, you and I have been given the commission. What is that? To go and preach the good news to the coming, to the world, really, of the good news of the coming kingdom of God. And Jesus made a similar promise that he is going to be with us to the end. Well, here it is in Hebrews, the 13th chapter. I'm going to turn to it quickly. And you begin to find that Paul, the writer of Hebrews, I think he is, he more or less paraphrases this. And so it says in chapter 10 and verse 39. "And these all having," that's chapter 11, chapter 10 rather. "But we are not of them who draw back onto perdition." I think I may have gone on. Verse 5 is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, and where he talks about it. Let's get there. Okay, there we go. My pages are sticking together this morning. And so verse 5 says, "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world," he came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice," and this is not it. Let's see. All right, let's pick it up. The point, though, is I would like to make is that the same thing was repeated in, that's chapter 13. I am in 10. And so, according to my notes, he says, "Let your conversations be without covetousness, and be content with such thing as you have. For he has said," which is he? That's Jesus. "He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." So the point again is this, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is, we have this assurance that Jesus is going to be with us to the end. He has sent us out, and you know, anybody who has been in any part of a structured organization, if the leader says, "This is what I'm going to do, I'm going to back you up on this," and so on, you know he's going to do it, and so you go forth and you go in confidence. Well, we have confidence that Jesus is going to fulfill his word, and he says he's never leave us or forsake us. And even the writer, the Apostle Paul, is quoting him here, and he's quoting him from Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, verse 8, and that is what we just read, paraphrased in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and verse 5. So what we're saying then, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have Christ's assurance that he will not leave us or abandon us. We're not going to be orphans. but he's going to be with us, right, involved in everything that we are doing. So keep that in mind. This is one of the attributes of those who are demonstrating end time faith. Now, there's another attribute, ladies and gentlemen, that we can look forward to, which is made referenced in Luke, the 12th chapter. Because what we find, ladies and gentlemen, is that we need to, unlike the world, you know, make up our minds, state clearly what side we're on, where we're going, what we intend to do, and so on. In Luke chapter 12 and verse 12, the Holy Ghost shall teach you, teach you, and in the same hour, what you ought to say. What is he talking about? Well, the problem is this. We're going to find opposition. And so we're going to be brought before leaders and sometimes judges and maybe even in our own church, synagogues and so on. And there are those who are going to oppose us. Well, we're going to need to have an answer, response. And so he's telling us, hey, listen, don't worry about it. I am going to give you what it is you should say at that point. And so again, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm confirming to you is we have the assurance that Jesus is going to be with us, so much so that he's even going to tell us what our response should be at that time whenever we are confronted. Another thing, ladies and gentlemen, that we can rely on when we come to the challenging times in which we are living, where we can see openly now, folks are openly opposed to anything to do with God. Yes, they are making their declaration as if they have some other kind of God. Well, in a sense, they do. But their God is no God at all. And they don't realize that. But the point is that that is part of what we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen. And so we then, that's you and I, have to be prepared. And so we read in Proverbs, the 28th chapter, the very first verse, about how people like us, that's like you and I, who are going forth with the gospel, going forth with the good news of the coming kingdom of God, we are in the face of opposition, but we're not going to, you know, back down, or we're not going to, fail. Because it says in Proverbs 28, the wicked flee when none pursue. So the wicked, a little bit of shaking here, and then they back away and they run. Not us, but the righteous are bold as lion. We're bold as a lion. We're not going to back down. What are we going to do? We're going to go forward with the information. What information is that? The good news of the coming kingdom of God. Just in case somebody may have missed it. That good news is that Jesus Christ is coming back to earth. And he's going to set up a kingdom on planet earth. We, the saints of the Most High, are going to reign and rule with him in that kingdom. Yes, we're going to give him a position of leadership. We're going to give him the opportunity to teach others, to train others, to live the right way. And so, he's coming back, and we are constantly, putting forth that information, constantly making that announcement and demonstrating that we believe it so much by the life we live, that he's coming back very soon. And so we're saying that if we believe it so much, boy, we sure have a lot of faith in it. That's exactly my point. We sure have faith for the end times. And we just describe actually three attributes. The first one was recognizing that he'll never leave us, so we have a sound cause. He never leave us or forsake us. He is tell us what to say when we're brought before kings and leaders for his name's sake. When others try to persecute us, he'll tell us what to say. And then in spite of the opposition that we may see, we're going to go forward. We will not back down, because the righteous are as bold as a lion. In other words, we have the courage to go forth. You remember God, the Lord had explained to Joshua that he must be courageous. His job was to go take the children of Israel into the promised land and divide up the land as an inheritance. Well, in other words, he's going to take courage and boldness for him to do that. Well, it's the same way. You and I are going to have to develop some boldness and some courage in face of danger and keep going and telling people what it is that God desires for us to share with them, what they need to know. What are we going to tell them again? The general theme is that Jesus is coming back to earth to set up a better government, a better system than what we have now. The saints are going to reign and rule with it. Those who listen at this point, they repent and are baptized, they're going to be in it. Those who choose to live the right way. In Hebrews, the 10th chapter, there's one more attribute I'd like to make reference to. It says that we are not among those that draw back. You know, you have a lot of folks who, yes, I'm going to be involved, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and they openly sometimes with their mouth, and sometimes it's true in writing, make a declaration what they're going to do and how much they're going to contribute and so on. And then when push comes to shove, they back off, they run away. We are not like that. No, we are as bold as lions. In Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 39, it says, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. Unfortunately, you read about this throughout the years, you have some who draw back. No, not us. We are not like that. We mean business. And so, we are not going to draw back. But we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We believe what the promises of God. That he said he would never leave us or forsake us. That he has a reward for us. That we are going to reign and rule with him. We believe these things. That's why we modify our life. Reflecting that belief. This is why we continue to go in this direction. I want to encourage you to study these four concepts. Look at these four attributes that describes those who are living in the end times. Because these attributes are characteristic of those who have end time faith. Do you have end time faith? Well, look at these things. If you can't pass these simple four, then you know it's time to go back to the drawing board. So I'm going to encourage you to study these. Look into the scriptures. Try to look there more, really, things to describe those who are living in the end times, those who believe that we're in the end times and know and have the confidence that the assurance that they're going to be in the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ. But I just want to go in and remind you of that this morning and to encourage you to read them again and to speak out loud and declare to yourself, this is what I believe. And let's just say it again together. Jesus will never leave me or forsake me. That's the first one. Number two, Jesus will tell me what to say when I'm brought before leaders under persecution. For his sake, we're going to be told what to say. And the third thing we want to open and declare is that, no, regardless of what we see out there, we are as bold as lions, we will not back down. And as a result, then, the fourth attribute is we are not listed among those who run away, who back away and back down. No, we are going to keep on to the day of salvation when Jesus appears, and we're going to meet him and we shall ever be with him. Thank you so much for listening this morning and have a great rest of the Sabbath, and we'll see you in the next lesson.